Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States in the Modern Library Founding Documents series, with an introduction by historian John Meacham. It brings together two cornerstone texts that shape the nation and continue to frame American civic life. Rather than presenting the documents as distant relics, this edition invites readers to approach them as living arguments about power, rights, representation, and the responsibilities of citizenship. The Declaration explains why the colonies sought independence and sets forth ideals of equality and government by consent. The Constitution and its amendments establish the structure of federal authority, outline checks and balances, and define key liberties and limits. Meacham is widely known for writing accessible history for general audiences, and his contextual framing helps readers see how these documents emerge from conflict, compromise, and imperfect human judgment. The result is a compact, usable volume for anyone who wants to read the founding texts directly and understand why their language still matters in debates today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Declaration as a political argument for legitimate government. A central topic is how the Declaration of Independence functions, less as a celebration and more as a carefully constructed case for legitimacy. It begins by asserting that political communities sometimes must reorganize their relationship to power, then grounds that move in a philosophy of rights and consent. The text lays out an understanding of government as an instrument that exists to secure basic rights, and it frames the people as the ultimate source of authority. Reading the Declaration closely highlights its dual purpose to rally support at home and to justify independence to a global audience that might treat rebellion as lawlessness. The document also shows how political writing can blend moral claims with practical persuasion. It uses universal language about equality and rights, while also listing specific grievances that connect ideals to lived experience. Meacham's role as an introducer helps modern readers consider why the Declaration continues to be cited in struggles for expanded inclusion. The topic encourages reflection on the gap between aspirational principles and historical realities, and it demonstrates how foundational ideals can become a benchmark against which later generations measure progress, criticism, and reform. Secondly, designing a republic structure, powers, and institutional incentives. Another major topic is the Constitution's blueprint for governing a large republic through divided power and carefully designed institutions. The text lays out separate branches, assigns enumerated powers, and builds in mechanisms meant to slow hasty decisions while still allowing decisive action when needed. Congress's lawmaking authority, the executive's role in enforcement and diplomacy, and the judiciary's interpretive function together form a system that assumes ambition, disagreement, and competing interests will persist. The Constitution manages those realities through structured bicameralism, staggered terms, the veto and override process, appointments and confirmations, and shared responsibilities in areas like war powers and budgeting. Studying these arrangements reveals the framers' concern with preventing concentrated authority while maintaining effective governance. It also shows how incentives shape behavior, since offices, terms, and jurisdiction affect how leaders negotiate and compromise. Meacham's contextual framing can help readers see the Constitution as a practical response to the weaknesses of earlier governance under the Articles of Confederation and as an experiment that requires ongoing civic participation. The topic highlights that constitutional design is not only about lofty ideals, but about workable rules that channel conflict into peaceful political processes. Thirdly, checks and balances in practice. Preventing tyranny and enabling accountability. The book's core documents illuminate how checks and balances aim to prevent tyranny while enabling accountability. Rather than trusting virtue alone, the Constitution distributes power across branches and levels of government, expecting that competition and oversight will limit abuses. The presidency is powerful, but bounded by elections, legislative control of funding, and legislative participation in appointments, treaties, and impeachment. Congress can investigate and legislate, but must coordinate with an executive who can veto and a judiciary that can interpret. Federalism adds another layer, reserving substantial authority to states while granting the national government key powers for common defense, commerce, and national cohesion. This topic becomes especially meaningful when readers connect constitutional mechanisms to recurring civic controversies, executive orders, emergency powers, legislative gridlock, court nominations, and the limits of administrative authority. Meacham's perspective as a historian of American political life can guide readers to view these disputes not as signs of failure alone, but also as a system working through tension. At the same time, the documents prompt questions about norms, good faith, and the role of public opinion. Checks and balances are tools, not guarantees. Their effectiveness depends on institutional courage, transparency, and citizens who understand the stakes. Fourthly, rights, liberties, and the ongoing project of inclusion. A key topic is how the promise of rights develops from the Declaration's universal claims to the Constitution's later amendments and enduring debates about liberty. The Declaration speaks in broad moral language about equality and unalienable rights, but it does not provide a legal structure for enforcing them. The Constitution creates a governing framework, and amendments become a primary method for clarifying protections and expanding participation. Readers can track how the Bill of Rights addresses fears of centralized power by safeguarding speech, press, religion, due process, and limits on government intrusion. Over time, additional amendments reshape the political community by changing rules of citizenship, voting, and representation, revealing that the founding documents are both foundations and starting points. Meacham's introduction can encourage readers to treat these texts as part of a continuing argument about what freedom requires in practice, including debates over equal protection, privacy, gun regulation, and the balance between security and liberty. This topic emphasizes the difference between rights as principles and rights as enforceable claims, and it shows why constitutional interpretation matters. Understanding the architecture of rights helps readers evaluate modern controversies with more precision and less partisan reflex. Lastly, how to read founding text language, interpretation, and civic responsibility. The final topic is methodological, how citizens can read founding documents responsibly. The Declaration and Constitution are short compared to modern statutes, yet they carry enormous interpretive weight. Their language is both specific and open-ended, which explains why people with different values appeal to the same passages. Readers can learn to separate text, context, and application, what the words say, what problems they were meant to solve, and how new circumstances test old frameworks. This includes paying attention to definitions, the structure of articles and sections, and the purpose of amendments. It also means recognizing that constitutional meaning is shaped by institutions, court decisions, legislation, and civic norms, not by text alone. Meacham's framing can help readers approach these documents without either cynicism or hero worship, acknowledging achievement alongside contradiction. The topic also stresses civic responsibility. Understanding the rules of government is a prerequisite for informed voting, productive disagreement, and effective advocacy. When people rely only on slogans, constitutional debate collapses into tribalism. Reading the founding text directly cultivates a shared reference point, enabling argument about policy and rights to be grounded in common language rather than misinformation or speculation. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want direct contact with the nation's foundational texts without wading through dense academic apparatus. Students, educators, debate teams, new citizens, and lifelong learners will benefit, as will anyone trying to follow modern political conflicts with more clarity. By reading the Declaration and Constitution together, the reader sees both the moral case for self-government and the practical machinery designed to make it work. That combination can improve everyday life by strengthening civic confidence. You can better evaluate claims about rights, court rulings, elections, executive power, and what government can and cannot do. The volume is also valuable for people seeking common ground because these texts provide a shared starting point for disagreement. Compared with many similar books that summarize or comment extensively, this edition's strength is its focus on the primary documents, complemented by an accessible historical voice in John Meacham. You are not asked to accept a single ideological interpretation. You are equipped to form your own. For the price and portability, it is a worthwhile purchase that can serve as a long-term reference in school, at home, or in any civic discussion. If you would like to support John Meacham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.